we're good. I didn't see every head shake. Tammy, your husband didn't shake his head that we're good, so. Tammy, I don't know what that means, but shake it for him, honey. Shake his head for him. Everybody, isn't music grand?
Yes.
Doesn't it just lift your vibration? Don't you feel good after that?
Yes.
You know, we don't have to go out and play big money to hear some sort of great whatever out there, huh? We just get in here and make the noise ourselves. We do good. Well, I've got some really good news for you. We don't have a speaker tonight. You're stuck with the talker, Millie.
Yay!
The talker, you know. I think there's nothing better to talk about than God and the Bible. And as you know, I'm a Bible thumper, the greatest book ever written. And it was written so long ago, long before they had the big colleges, long before they even had computers to write and tap on there and poke a button and make a print. And yet it's still around here and still fantastic to read if you read it yourself. If you go to get somebody else to tell you what it says, it won't be near as good because it's written so that it's for each person individually. So I hope that everybody, and it's not to be written from cover to cover, like some sort of a mystery novel or something, you know. You're supposed to just pick it up, let it open, and just read a paragraph or two, and that'll be you for the day. Now, that's not too big a job, is it? Huh? And I am fortunate enough to found a Bible that puts in English, good English, instead of the old-fashioned English. Because that to me didn't just hit the spot. But now, and it doesn't change the meaning one bit, because I've compared the two. So it's called Living Bible, and it's just in plain good English. And, you know, the reason we're here to Earth is so that we can learn what we couldn't learn free of the body. Just take your one day today. Do you think you learned anything today? I see some head shake. Just today, one day out of, you know, not a one of us here is exactly a spring chicken. Well, I've seen some young chicks. Yes, I guess I do, but Barbara, for instance. But you know, we all have a few minutes that we could do just that, pick the Bible up and read a paragraph or two. I highly recommend it, but it's up to you whether you want to do it or not. But for me, as you most of you know, I was just raised out there in the mountains on a farm with no kids to play with and no church to go to. Except when my dad would be invited to sing, and his statement was, if somebody asks you to sing, don't tell them you can't. Show them. So he'd go wherever he got invited to sing, and of course I was a little, teeny little girl there that would be, you know, if I was told to do something, I did it. I wasn't somebody that could argue, you know. So I'd stand there too, and he'd sing like that. But music, as you two helped bring through the music up here tonight, where did she go? Over there she is. You two, bringing that music through with Barbara's fingers dancing over there. Didn't you feel it within your vibration? Yes? Within you, you feel the music? Well, that's the real you. That's the real you that you were feeling. The rest of it is just covering. Don't think this is my dinner for today. If anybody's new, it's because I fell on my fingers and I have this little thing to keep my hand from going too tight shut. It's not edible. But if you go back to your little days and look at the life that you've had in your little days, then look at who you are today and you will find out that you may think you are, you know, you've thrown this out and thrown that out and kept what you wanted and you're who you think you are and so on, who you feel you should be. Tell you what, it's based on your little days. And I got to watch nature, but I never went to church except when Dad was invited to sing somewhere. You know what? I'm glad. Because I didn't get the fear of the devil or the Lord put into me. And I wholeheartedly do not agree with that devil thing that people talk about where you can go to hell and burn forever. It's an insult to the God, because God is love. But you know what is unfailing? That as you give, you will receive, heaped up and running over. As you give, you will receive, heaped up and running over. Test it out. Get up and have a grouchy day and say something rude to somebody. I guarantee you, it will come back to you heaped up and running over. If you pay attention. If you go out there and just maybe it'll be an old lady that can't reach over and tie her shoe and you tie her shoe for her. No effort really for you, but blessing to her. And you will have a really good day, because that is the way it works. It will come back to you in ways of helping you. Now, without having a church to go to and having all this lots put in people that get put in people, I just grew up loving the cats and the dogs and the pigs and the chickens and the cows and the horses and the corn growing and the wheat blowing in the wind and the haystack and the straw stack that you could climb all over. That was my life. So what was that? That was really my schooling of studying nature. And nature's the expression of God on earth. Have you ever taken time to kind of watch little animals? Have you? Treat yourself if you haven't. It's amazing what they can do. It's amazing what they know. And yet we who run around here on two legs think we know so much. Most of us could not even hold a candle to what some of those animals could do. Anybody going to agree with me on that?
I'm good.
Uh-oh. He's good, but didn't agree with me. He thinks he can bark louder than the dogs, and he thinks he can, you know, he can bite harder than a dog.
I can't bark as loud as a dog.
He can't bark as loud as a dog. He sees his own failings now, you know. Everybody, think about your life. Think what you can do. Do you realize right now you're breathing and don't even know it? Do you realize how much you do and what you think that you're not even alert to? Study yourself. You're one of the best books ever written. Not quite as good as the Bible, but almost. Think about it. Well, without having all of that fear put in me, when my daughter started doing her automatic writing, when she was just could barely write, she was just, and the words that came out of her when she was only three, everything she said was the way it was. Well, I could have decided, if I had had some of the religions out there, I could have decided she was filled with demons, couldn't I? Yes? Well, I knew she wasn't. She's just my sweet little daughter. But everything she said is the way it was. And then my second daughter, my third daughter, most of you have already met Andy in here, my second daughter. But no, I didn't understand it, but I didn't have fear of it, but I did not think that I would be able to ever do that. And no, I can't do as well as them. There's no two ways about it. It's just naturally born in them. It's born in all of us, and I didn't shut it off when it came to them. I thought, there can't be anything wrong with them. They're my daughters. So I was quite surprised when Reverend Ida Hill left the body and there was nobody to take over her class. Oh, gee, I thought, I can't just let it not happen. And I thought, I can't do anything because I've sat in her class about 10 years and never opened my mouth. And now here's a lady named Reba and myself, and she had never gotten much either. But we can't let the class just go because it was the most beautiful group of people. So I thought, well, let's just try it. You and I, let's see what we can do. Well, that's when I realized God was using me all this time, and I didn't know it. So be alert, everybody. God is using you now. With the thoughts going through your head, thoughts are things. God is using you now. Okay, I look over here. Her chicken with her white sweater and the piano keys. You know that she did not know that our Janie Langdon, who had played the piano here for us for so many years, she didn't know that Janie was going to have to leave the body. But she started months before, a couple years before, taking extra piano lessons, didn't you?
Went to college.
Yes, and she, now Janie had to leave the body, so here's Barbara. She's ready to go ahead, and she'd been playing the piano for us ever since. It was just, we're guided. So many times you're guided. So many times you're guided where you need to be in order to learn what you need to learn. Guided by what? By God, by love energy. You couldn't move your hand to scratch your face, honey, if you didn't have God energy in there. When your God energy leaves you, your body falls apart. But now then, I was going to share with you one of the lessons that I never thought I would do: automatic writing. God wouldn't use Hillbilly Millie for that, you know. But I'd like to share one of the writings, and this is what we use for our classes here. So some of you have heard it before, but see what you think of this. And this is when I just sit down and don't think about it. I just let my head go. And it's called automatic or inspirational, that you can call it inspirational, whatever you want to call it. Is your husband awake, honey? Tammy? Stop it. Keep him awake for me, would you, honey? What shall we speak about? We look forward to this time, but when the moments arrive, we, knowing the time is short, seem to debate on what we choose to send through. See, this is somebody using my physical. There is so much, but so hard to give it in such a way that you can understand it enough to make it helpful in your life. Just as how could you explain the workings of an airplane to a one-year-old? You know, it's so big out there, and there's so much, and we are so tiny, and it's a little dot on the map of humanity. How can they get it through to us? Well, the one-year-old is just as perfect as the adult, but just not ready for the information of the working of an airplane. But if you did explain it, would they be wise enough to use it properly? If they do write with give me, am I wise enough to use it properly, the information I get? No information is of any use unless the wisdom is in action so as to best help the growth of the soul. You don't have to go out there and get great big long lessons unless you're ready for them, unless you're ready. And now we find the similar situation when you have available moments with us and you do not know what to ask. I have no idea what to ask. Well, this is understandable. There are some of you who do not understand many things enough to ask questions, yet to others that is something understood quite clearly. Thus, we hire lawyers, chemists, doctors, and so on. What's it like to leave the body? What is it like to leave the body? Have you ever thought about it? I hope you have. Have you ever thought of what it's like to leave the body? Have you? Well, they're trying to explain it to me here. How's it feel when you fall into sleep? Can you explain that? Anybody? How does it feel to fall into sleep?
It's like energy leaving you. You find yourself nodding and you're unwinding almost.
Louder.
It's like energy leaving you and it's like you're unwinding. It's almost going from fast motion that you're always doing things, it's going slower and slower and gone. And that's the way sleep is.
Yes. The same as leaving your body. That's what it's like. He just described it. That's what it's like when you leave the body. And we'll all do it someday. Because I'm 88, I'll probably get a chance to leave sooner than you. But that's not a guarantee, is it? Are you really thinking about it, everybody? Even if you are only 22 or 23. How does it feel to fall into sleep? We say much the same of fall into sleep. We say much the same as you do when you go into sleep, but waking into a new vibration. So you just wake up into a new room or a new vibration. Sometimes it is nothing more than falling asleep. Just that. Have you ever thought what it's like to die? To take that change called die? Have you ever thought about it? Or are you too young to think about it? You're going to do it someday. Okay. Because of awareness and lack of fear, some are able to enjoy more of the experience. Actually, you could enjoy the experience if you're not frightened. First, you feel very small. Perhaps we might say the crawling into a feeling of smallness. Eye of a needle, they call it. Like going the eye of a needle. Also, then expansion into light. What a glorious feeling. The lifetime on earth then, instead of seeming to be 1,000 miles stretched out to view, becomes only an inch and can be held and examined and judged by you. And we're all going to do this someday. Those of you who have lived lovingly will feel very pleased. But those of you who sought earthly pleasures will choose to find ways to return to the earthly pleasures and try again. If you have not led a loving spiritual life, you will choose to come back to earth to try again, to see if you can do better. So that through the draw of likeness, and all of our animals teach us that, the birds like to hang in a flock and the fish in a school and the, you know, think about it. So you will draw back to the likes of yourself. So if you're a nasty little person, you'll come back to a nasty little gathering and you'll be part of it. So you're the only one that'll ever judge you. So go ahead, judge yourself. What's it going to be like to live with a world full of you? When you return to Earth life, you find the inch road becomes at 1,000 miles and the expression is experienced. You come back and, oh, it seems like we've been on Earth a long time, doesn't it? Even if you are only 22 or 23 or 24, 25. Seems like you've been here a long time, huh? Even you, honey. Feels like you've been here a long time. But none of us are here a long time. Even me. Those of you who felt the pleasure, the joy of a job well done will move on to more exciting things because it's a draw of likeness and you will, when you leave the body, you will draw to the likes of yourself. How are you gonna like it? Are you somebody that just complains about something all the time? Oh, how's it going to be like to have a whole room full of that? Are you thinking about it? Are you? Okay. So you'll move on to more exciting things, perhaps, if you've done a really good job here. Much too far beyond your comprehension to try to explain it this time. There is no way that it can be explained to you. So they try to put it in childlike terms for me, but you can't put it in childlike terms, not wholeheartedly, can you? But they've tried with this writing, haven't they? They've tried. Many joys ahead for all of you. My father's house has many rooms or wonderful experiences. The Earth School is held in the basement. So there's so much out there, so many more wonderful things out there. And we get to experience it. Is that exciting? I hope you consider it exciting, because it is. Now, I hope that all of that was somewhat enjoyable for you. Next week we have Kimberly. Kimberly's going to speak here next week. Kimberly Hicks. And on Sunday, though, is David Bally right here. Sunday morning is David Bally. So please come and cheer for Kimberly on Wednesday and next Wednesday and David on Sunday. They're both really neat people. But again, I can tell you, nobody has monopoly on truth. I don't care how large a credential you have. Nobody has monopoly on truth.